Announcements. There will not be any blessing of articles after Mass today. There will be benediction of the Blessed Sacrament at 6 p.m. Please remember that we have our talk on Wednesday, talk on the Catholic faith, especially for converts, prospective converts. That will be from 6:45 p.m. to 7:45 p.m. in the hall. We have many beautiful feast days this week. Today is the feast of St. John Leonard. If you haven't read his book on the Mass, you should have by now. The 10th is the Feast of St. Francis Borgia. We hope you know his story. We don't have time to tell it to you now. You should read it. Wednesday is the Feast of the Maternity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We will talk to you about that later. Thursday is the 13th Feast of St. Edward the Confessor. Beautiful story. Friday, the Feast of St. Callistus, the first early Pope and martyr. And Saturday is the Feast of St. Teresa of Avila, who found the founders of the Carmelite Sisters, Carmelite Order. Parents of all of the children in our catechism classes, grades 1 through 12, as well as the children in the catechism classes, please remain after Mass today for an important announcement. Here's another announcement for you. Perhaps you have heard of Amazon Smile. It's Amazon's way of donating a portion of their proceeds, their purchases, made through Amazon to charitable organizations such as Servants of the Holy Family. So through this special setup, Servants Only Family receives 0.5% of Amazon sales of purchases by customers who designate Servants Only Family as their charity. Amazon Smile totals these amounts and makes the donation to Servants once a year, as they did this last May, for $5. They gave us $5. We have been encouraged to announce this because of the obvious benefit to us. However, number one, we are not endorsing Amazon by this participation in Amazon Smile. Number two, we are not informed about people who are buying through Amazon, so we don't know anybody who is buying through them. Number three, we are not informed about any purchases people make through Amazon, so we know nothing except we get the money. If you are interested, enter smile.amazon.com into the address bar of your computer browser to sign up. smile.amazon.com. So don't forget catechism, parents and children, stay after Mass today. Oh, one last thing. We have a neighbor over here, not too far from us, who's concerned about the speed with which you come to Mass. We are not saying anything about more than that, except she is concerned. The epistle for today's Mass is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Ephesians. Brethren, be strengthened in the Lord and in the might of his power. Put on the armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and the powers, against the world rulers of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness on high. Therefore, take up the armor of God, that you may be able to resist in the evil day and stand in all things perfect. Stand, therefore, having girded your loins with truth and having put on the breastplate of justice, and having your feet shod with the readiness of the gospel of peace, in all things taking up the shield of faith, with which you may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the most wicked one, and take unto you the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, that is, the word of God. Please stand for the gospel. The Holy Gospel for today's Mass is taken from the account according to St. Matthew, chapter 18, verses 23 to 35. At that time, Jesus spoke to his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is likened to a king who desired to settle accounts with his servants. And when he had begun the settlement, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And as he had no means of paying, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. But the servant fell down and besought him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all." And moved with compassion, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. But as that servant went out, he met one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And he laid hold of him and throttled him, saying, "Pay what thou owest." His fellow servant therefore fell down and began to entreat him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all." But he would not, but went away and cast him into prison until he should pay what was due. His fellow servants, therefore, seeing what had happened, were very much saddened, and they went and informed their master of what had taken place. Then his master called him and said to him, "Wicked servant, I forgave thee all the debt because thou didst entreat me. Shouldst not thou also have had pity on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee?" And his master, being angry, handed him over to the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. So also my heavenly Father will do to you if you do not each forgive your brothers from your hearts. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. You see this beautiful story of the servant who owed a fortune to his master, and he could never, ever pay it. That's how big it was. And yet he forgave him. And then his fellow servant owed him, let us say, in relatively a few cents. And he would not forgive him. So you see, that's how our relationship is with God, how much he has given us, which is infinite, infinitely valuable, and how much we owe all of our neighbors. Don't forget it. Don't ever forget how much we have received and how little we give comparatively to anyone. The liturgy for this Sunday is beginning to prepare us for our battle. And it will continue to prepare us for this battle, greatest battle of all, until the first Sunday of Advent. This preparation continues. And the battle is the last judgment at the end of time. And we will be prepared for this if we are prepared for the battle that is coming up much sooner, and that is our own death. Are you prepared for that? Are you prepared to answer for your soul? It could happen today, couldn't it? Are we all ready? St. Peter, if you recall, says, if the just, he means the holy people, the saints. He says, if this just will scarcely be saved, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear? Where is he going to be? Or she? Pretty frightening, isn't it? Brethren, do not be among those ungodly and sinners. We know that we've heard many times that we only want sinners here at this chapel, because that's who Christ came for, is sinners. But remember that if you are not trying to be among the holy, if you do not desire it with your heart, to live a life of sanctity, then you will be damned. You must be trying. And if you try, then God will help you. Everyone here eats a sufficient amount to keep you alive. Some might eat several times a day, and that's okay. Some might only eat once a day. But everyone eats a sufficient amount to keep his body or her body nourished. And you don't only eat for a few minutes, and then maybe once in a while you might do that. Usually, we sit down and we take our time, usually. And this is what our soul demands. At least that same amount of time and effort and nourishment. At least that. Our Lord and Savior, who is here with us, said, pray always. That's what he said. You can't eat always. So that means that the soul needs more nourishment than the body. More. We eat once in a while. We pray always. It's important. We say this to you because we know that some people here do not pray. We know that. Despite how often we remind you, we know that still some do not pray. They're good at sleeping, eating, and recreating, but not praying. That is not important. At least if they pray, it's not with their heart, it's not with sincerity. They don't spend any time on it, and they're not fervent the way they are when they eat. We're very fervent when we eat, aren't we? And so it is our duty to warn you that if you do not pray often and with fervor, you will not be saved. Also, we remind you of something else. That our apostle, St. John, says to us that if you say that you love God and you hate your neighbor, you are a liar. So we know that we must love. Now you say, oh, I don't hate anybody. We don't hate anybody, do we? No. But do you love your neighbor as you love yourself? That's what the commandment says. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. We don't think so. Our Father, people do not appreciate, because this prayer comes right from the lips of Christ. They don't appreciate what a beautiful prayer it is and how much benefit we reap from praying the Our Father. And also they do not appreciate what a very dangerous prayer the Our Father is. Very dangerous. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. We're asking God to treat us the same way that we treat our neighbor. Just the same. Please treat me just like I treat my enemy. This person I don't like. Remember, we told you that's your neighbor. Not when God says, love your neighbor as yourself, he's not talking about your friend. Talking about your enemies, the people you don't like. Those are the people you love as you love yourself. And we know this because he says, if you love the people that love you, what merit do you have? What do you have coming for a reward? He said, the pagans do that. Answer, you don't get much from loving someone who loves you. To love your enemies. So that when you pray the Our Father, you can pray it with confidence. Treat your enemies the way you want to be treated. It's no fun to be hated. Someone said to us one time, you are always welcome in our house. We want you to know that. We found out, which is what we suspected, that what he meant to say is, you are not welcome in our house. That's what he meant to say. Very hurtful. And we also emailed someone not long ago, relative of ours. Our email was completely innocuous. That was the last time we ever heard from that person. She now refuses to respond to anything. She has nothing to do with us. We don't know what she thought that email meant. Very hurtful. So, brethren, what do we do to love our enemies? Number one, and this comes from great spiritual writer, Father Bodino. First thing, do not ever, when you think of your, since we don't hate anybody, when you think of your dislike for your greatest enemy, person you dislike the most, whenever you think of that, put it out of your mind. And if you're ever tempted to contemplate what this person has done, his or her faults, why this person acts the way that they do, don't think about it. Think about something else. Do not ever, ever speak about your dislike of that person. That's like pouring gasoline on a fire. And the fire is in here, isn't it? Don't ever speak about what a terrible person he or she is. And how you cannot stand them. Even if the person is bad, don't speak about it. You can speak about the person's good qualities. Not about the person's faults. And when you speak about their good qualities, make sure that you're not a hypocrite and that down here you're thinking what a hateful person that person is. That's insincere. You have to be sincere when you say good things about other people. If you can do this, do it. Spend time with that person. Great merit in that. Be kind to the person. Be loving. Charitable. And if you can't do that from your heart, sincerely, then just imagine it. Imagine you're with that person and you're being nice to them from your heart. Play act. Because this person is going to be the one who's going to get you into heaven. It's going to get a halo around your head. Not your friends, but your enemies. Those are the ones that are going to give you a little bit of virtue. And lastly, when you think about this person, whether the person is in front of you or just in your mind, replace that person. place a person with Christ. Isn't that what we're advised to do by Christ himself? Why, he said, our Lord and Savior, the Son of God, said to Saint Paul, why are you persecuting me? Isn't that right? Because Saint Paul was persecuting Christians. Isn't Christ in us? Isn't that what he says? So think of the person and treat the person as if he or she is Christ. This is a completely supernatural mode of action. It is very powerful. And that's how you love your enemies. That's how you love your neighbors. This week is the feast of the Maternity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. October 11th. In 1931, on Christmas Day, Pope Pius XI wrote an encyclical about this feast, the Maternity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and he instituted the feast. It was the 15th centenary, 1500 years, since the Council of Ephesus in 431. Huge council, battle royale amongst these saints. A lot of them were saints, bishops, Pope, and Nestorius and his followers. Because Nestorius, the heretic, said that Blessed Virgin Mary is the mother of Christ, not the mother of God. And so he was condemned. Because our Blessed Mother is the mother of God, mother of Christ. Secondarily, she's a mother of God because she's the mother of the person who was born to her. And the person is the second person of the Blessed Trinity, isn't it? Isn't he? So it was 1,500 years. That's how far back. Of course, we go back to Christ, but we go back in a big way to the Council of Ephesus. So in honor of this feast day, we remind you that we cannot reach heaven unless we take the steps to reach heaven. You cannot reach Denver by going to Pueblo. You have to take the road to Denver. And we cannot reach heaven unless we are taking the path to heaven. We have to do what is necessary to reach heaven. So we must pray a sufficient amount. We must desire to go to heaven. We must desire holiness. We must try to practice it. And if you ignore everything else that we've ever told you, do not ignore this. You must pray to the Virgin Mary. You must pray to her fervently. You must pray to her often. If you do not take the steps to reach heaven, you will be lost. Unless someone is praying for you. It's possible to be saved even though you are a great sinner and you are not taking the path to heaven. It is possible to be saved if someone is praying for you. We don't say it's guaranteed, but it's possible. If the Blessed Mother is praying for you, it's guaranteed. She prays for you, you will reach heaven. So you have to get her to pray for you. Now we are out of time, except we have enough time left to tell you a true story. This story is true. Many years ago, there was a nun. Her name was Sister Catherine. And she lived in this town. And in the same town, there lived a very evil woman. Her name was Mary. And she was so bad that the people of town, of this small town, banished her. They kicked her out of town. And so she lived in a cave the rest of her life, not too far away. And she lived an evil life until the day she died. And 4 years passed, and this evil woman, Mary, appeared to Sister Catherine. And she said to her, "You pray for everybody except me. Why?" And Sister Catherine said, "I just presumed you were in hell. That's why I don't pray for you." And she said, "What is happening? Why are you here?" And she said, "Because I am in purgatory. I was saved." And Sister Catherine said, "How did you do that?" And she said, "I remembered at the last minute to pray to the Mother of God. And she saved me." And she said, "And if you have a few masses offered for me, then I am free." And so Sister Catherine had a few masses offered. And a few days later, Mary appeared to her. And she was as glorious as the sun. And she thanked her and she said, "Now I'm going to heaven to sing the mercy of God, and I'm going to pray for you." May God bless you.